Uno, dos, tres. Three, baby.
We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to another Get 'em Girl Crew podcast. You are listening to The Business John. And guess what, y'all? I'm solo dolo this week. It's all good. I want to be there with them biddies. No way. Nah, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so the social media John and operations John, they had some things to take care of and, you know, make sure that they was all good. So, of course, what better way for me to just hold it down by myself, because this is what I do. So yeah, this week, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that we may want to talk about. I'm going to particularly talk about it. I know it's things that, you know, we talked about in the group chat, so it's like, you know, of course, why not? Let's bring it up, right? And let's just get the business joined, you know, side of things. You feel me? Because y'all know I'm always picking up something, always hearing about certain stories or whatnot. And so, you know, we're just going to get it straight from the business John's mouth. You feel me? So we're going to have a good time. And we're going to sit back and relax and enjoy each other. Right now, I got a little energy drink. And y'all know how I do. So I'm going to sip on that. Yep, to go ahead and get this thing started. So y'all go ahead, take a little sip of whatever you got and tune in and listen to your girl. So let me just talk about my week. So my week was fast as hell. I don't know what was going on, what God had planned for me, but this week he was just like, listen, we gotta get this week done and over with, like for real. And I'm glad he did, because, you know, it was just a lot going on personally, also just at work, and for people around me too as well. I do want to, and I know, you know, this is coming from all the Johns, okay, because we are all equally affected by these total losses that we've had to endure thus far. So it's something that, you know, it's coming from all of us, and we are reaching out to all of the family, friends, close friends, associates, whomever, anyone that was affected by the loss of these three men that I will be discussing and naming, you know, but we're not going to go all the way deep into it. But so this week, you know, we lost a family friend, and of course to us it's stepdad's nephew. So boo baby, like, just to hear that and just to hear certain things that happened with him, you know, that was close for us, and it just was a turning point. You know, it was something that you just didn't want to believe, right? Because, you know, some people you just kind of think, oh, person's going to live for a long time, going to be around for a long time, right? You know, we like to think that, but we already know we all have our time. Sometimes our time is taken from us a whole lot earlier than expected, than actually what our actual line of life is, but things happen, right? So just hearing about that, it just made me just so uneasy, because I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Just seeing his face. Probably weeks after that, you know. Weeks before that, it was just, you know, talking with stepdad and hearing different things about what was going on. And him just outpouring his love and gifting certain things for Operations John's grandson. You know, things is just happening and going on. And I mean, that's the type of man he was. So, you know, he was the hood Robin Hood, for real, for real. Needless to say, that's just what it was. He was the hood's Robin Hood. So the whole community is affected And like I said, it doesn't matter if you're an associate, a loved one, a family friend, whatever the case may be, close person, a close friend, someone you went to school with, whatever. You know what type of person he was. He was a genuine soul, right? Then we also got the news that just a few days, you know, just not even a few days, just a day after that, then, you know, we get information on another close friend of the family. And, you know, we called him Jacquees. You know, we always renaming somebody. But Jamar, he also, you know, we also lost him. And we're like, what the F? Like, how does this happen? Like, why? And, you know, we know we're not supposed to question. We're not supposed to question God. But, you know, we're all guilty for it. We can never say that we've never done it. We've all been guilty of questioning why, questioning God, why certain things happen. Certain people are taken from us sooner than what we think that they should be. But these young men were definitely, you know, ones to, you know, question. And I definitely question God myself just about it. And especially this last one, Mo Baby. So Mo, he was just like a ray of sunshine. He just lit up the room. He always was a good vibe, a good time all the time. Along with his brother. His brother just made sure he took care of him. It was basically like his son, even though that was his brother. And, you know, Mo just grew up to be just, you know, from that awkward little kid to this, you know, respectable young man. And, you know, that you was proud to say that you knew him, or you knew him as a person or a friend, and to know him was to love him. And I absolutely felt like a boulder hit me when I got that news. So that was like the start of my week, y'all. It was just a lot, and it was a lot for all of us. So, you know, that was something that we had to deal with, even though we didn't want to, but we had to, right? So, again, you know, the Get 'Em Girl crew, we, all three of us, I'm speaking on behalf of everybody. And we definitely send our condolences out to those three separate families. All of the immediate family, close family, cousins, friends, whatever the case may be. If you knew that, you knew any of those guys, even if you knew all three of those guys, you knew how I was, and you knew that, you knew what kind of connection you had with them. So yeah, that was that. And then, you know, we go into, of course, the work week and everything else is all crazy and hectic. And then, you know, we still got these knuckleheads and little brains, but it's okay. It's okay. Because I'm still trying to figure out why people don't have money. Well, they say they don't have money, but they got enough money to give to someone else. But then they turn around to ask you, as a family member or a friend, whomever, if you have something that they can't now get because they gave their money to someone else. I just don't understand, what is the problem? Why do we go through this? Why do we do these things? Why do you set yourself and put yourself up in certain situations that you should not? Y'all, it's just certain things that I just don't understand. And I don't think I'll ever understand that. To anyone that's out there doing that, can y'all please, like, I don't know. I need somebody to speak up on it, because I just can't wrap my head around, why do you put yourself in a hole for someone else and they don't even, it's not even reciprocated. Not even reciprocated, right? I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. So What we gonna do? I don't know. It's going. That's what makes the world go round, right? We keep going on with all this extra crazy stuff, and people just doing things that they don't need to be doing, and caught up, and you know, whatever. I don't know. But yeah. So, and you know, also with this week, we just talking light. We talking light. I'm running through a few different little. Two different little headliners, you know, they kind of came across and I felt as though I wanted to speak on them. It's probably more that I would like to speak on, but they ain't come to my brain right now. So, we'll talk about them another time. Maybe I'll go live and talk about them. I don't know. We'll see. But anyhow, I can say that I'm tired of being a teen mom now. Not a teen mom, a sports mom. All right. So, all my sports parents out there, especially sports moms, y'all get it. Y'all get me. Okay. Especially with these games and tournaments and things of that sort that take place on Saturdays and Sundays that just blow your whole everything, right? We just don't have time for nothing. We can't do anything, right? Then they always wonder why we all up looking crazy, why we tired, why we up at 12 o'clock in the morning finishing up laundry and stuff. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I sat here and I'm thinking like, yo, I have so much stuff to do on a Sunday to complete certain things. But my son, he has a game and I already know how that's going to be. That's going to be an all day thing. And I love the sport of football, right? I love it. But that shit get tiring, yo, for real. Monday through Friday, and then your weekends is taken up too. This is the one season that I'm like, yo, homeboy be cutting into my extra funds. Because y'all know I like to get my Skrilla. And I can't even get my Skrilla because baby boy got other stuff to do. And I got a problem with that. So somebody got to run me my money before I run the fade. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, try to learn this stuff. And so while I'm talking about running a fade, listen. Can society as a whole, right? Can we just stop taking from other cultures? And then we're kind of like rebranding and revamping and then making it another cultural's like thing. I'm not digging it. I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with it. You know, we start off with these when Kim K, you know, she start wearing these daggone cornrows. You know, we call them cornrows, you know, as people that look like me. But when she wear them, they boxer braids. No, what? Boxer braids? This is where y'all gonna stop playing with my emotions. Stop playing with my emotions, okay? And so here we are today in this 2022. And now, so we have this different culture now. They are calling using a darker lip line, especially like a brown lip line with a gloss. It's called something, I can't remember what it's called. It's called like, what is it? Chocolate gloss or something. Bitch, what? Are you serious? Absolutely not. My mama, my auntie been rocking it style back in the 80s, probably further than that. And now all of a sudden, now it's something hip and it's popular. So now we are calling it like a chocolate glaze, a chocolate glazed lip. No, heifer. We've been lining lips and all that kind of stuff. And people looked at us like we crazy when our lips is all lined up. And we had them all glossed with a little bit of more, a little rosy pigmentation up on our lips. Y'all around here looking at us like we crazy. But now y'all done did it. Now it's a chocolate glazed lip. Y'all gonna stop with y'all shit. Y'all gonna stop. I'm sick of it. Stop taking one culture's trend or something that is just used culturally, right, amongst people, and then trying to take it, revamp it, rebrand it, rename it to make it yours. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is not, it's not okay. I'm so sick of it. It's so many other like categories that we are fighting against this, where one culture has been doing it like this since before Christ, and now here we go in a new age, and now we're calling it this. No, Sister Gail, no, Think again. So, I better not see none of y'all talking about some of y'all want some chocolate glazed lips, because I'm going to smack all y'all. Y'all might as well all run me the fade, okay? Just run me the fade, please. Y'all can also run me the fade, because y'all around here talking about Miss Haley Bailey as being the new Little Mermaid. Now, all you racists, just run me the fade right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all grind my gears. Y'all just make my butt and my head itch. Y'all make my throat itch, matter of fact. I can't believe it. Are you serious? Y'all didn't have this much bark when Brandy was Cinderella. It was okay then, right? Or was it? I know it still wasn't okay. I know it still wasn't okay, but was it okay? Because she was in a different light then. Y'all knew who Brandy was. Like, what is it? I know it totally wasn't okay, but it was more accepted. Or maybe because Princess Tiana was her only princess. She was nothing else. But yet, there was issues behind Princess Tiana as well, where people did not want to recognize Princess Tiana. They didn't want to put her in the mix with the princess. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh no, who's she? She's not the typical princess. She's not Belle. She's not Cinderella. She's not Snow White. Like, she's not any of these. So they're still trying to kick her out. But no, she's up in that thing. Okay? But we have this new beautiful Little Mermaid, and I can say the only thing that I get, Disney going through these things or whatnot, I thought it was just going to be another like animated type movie, but when you're incorporating the I forget what it's called, but like the live scene basically with animation type thing, I don't like it. I really don't like it at all. Like how they did with Lion King, I didn't like it. Not my cup of tea, but was still good. And I'm still gonna go see Little Mermaid. Okay. And so I suggest you guys go see Little Mermaid 2 as well. Because for so long our young girls have had to always pick a costume, right, for Halloween or for just regular play dress up, right? We always had to pick someone of a fair skin tone that did not look like us. So now, our little brown girls, we have those opportunities to say, no, yeah, Cinderella, she was a brown girl. You know, Cinderella in, I forget when Brandy did it, but I'm going to say 2000, I don't know. She was brown. Then we have Princess Tiana, okay? And now we have the Little Mermaid coming through with these red locks. Yes, sis. All you people out there that are saying, owe this, owe that, give it back to this, give it back to that, leave it to this, leave it to Beaver. No. Absolutely not. It can be remixed to however. Like, won't y'all give us our songs back? For real. Because Kidz Bop is killing me. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all can't be around here singing, you know, some of these up-tempo, these trending songs, and flipping them into Kidz Bop. No, absolutely not. You know that song with Lil Babies. Now you trying to make it Lil Justin over there trying to sing this song. Absolutely not. Not in the Kidz Bop. So y'all got to give it a rest. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful young lady. I wish that everyone would go and tune into her social medias just to come to become and to learn who she is. She is just such a delight. And she's so stinking cute. She's so stinking cute. Why Chloe around here looking like a little Beyonce? She runs. She's so just cute and so sophisticated. She's just so stinking cute. I'm here for it. And I'm proud of her. And I'm proud of her being able to take all this backlash and all this criticism and all the just the racism that is coming towards her, all the negative comments, all the negative publicity that is coming towards her with this whole thing. I'm so glad she has not been, you know, been in that weakened state to where she could just fold underneath the pressure. I'm so proud of her. And I'm proud that she was picked to be the Little Mermaid. She's beautiful. She looks good. And she sounds good. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody wants to talk about, you know, what does my little redhead child, you know, who can she look up to? She can definitely look at Haley for that. And or just let her watch the old school Ariel, you know, old school Ariel. You feel me? But, you know, it's just something that we all just got to figure out. At the end of the day, we got to figure it out. We have to stop being so mean and hateful towards certain things because as companies, as these large companies go, everything is developing. The world is developing. The world is altering. The world is shifting. A lot of things that used to not be allowed are allowed now. There are a lot more laws being in place. There are a lot more chains that are being broken, okay? Because we are free from what was used to be chained in. We are now free from certain things. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, we still have a long way to go. But why can't we just be open-minded? Why can't we just say, you know what, this young lady, she's a beautiful brown-skinned young lady. I've never heard anything bad about her. I've never heard any negativity around her. So you know what? She would still be a great role model for my daughter. She would be. We don't, you know, we don't shift the narrative when it's in other hands of anyone else. I don't know. It's just my thought in it, you know. So, but y'all can run me the feed too with that whole situation, because baby girl, she killed it. Guess what? She owns it. Guess what? She is the Little Mermaid of 2022. Okay, she is. Oh, and I forget when it's dropping anyway. But she's the new Little Mermaid. Okay, and it is what it is. You can't do anything about it. It's not going to be reversed. It's done. Said and done. Period, poo. You know what I'm saying? Period, boo. So it's just so much getting on my nerves and all that kind of stuff. But you know who else can run me the fade? But in a good way, though. But they gonna run me the fade, though. For real. boop, 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 boop. I'm about to boop them all up. I don't even know why y'all around here coming out with all these little bundt cakes and stuff. Now, y'all know y'all shouldn't be coming out with all these little scrumptious, delicious little snacks and stuff. It's bad enough we ain't got no money for regular groceries and gas. Damn. And then y'all want to put all these little delicious looking little snacks out. Y'all, so I seen this advertisement. Tasty Cake got these new mini bundt cakes. It's these new little bundt cakes, y'all. I seen a strawberry one. And they got like a chocolate chip or something. I ain't worried about that chocolate one. That strawberry one looks scrumptious, delicious. Let me tell you something. If y'all see them, let us know, please. Please, let us know where you see them so we can get them. Tasty Cake, I need y'all to send us a box of both of them. Okay? Send the Get Them Girl Crew a box. Email us. Give us a call. DM us so we can give you our address so you can send us some tasty cakes. The mini bundt cakes. Okay? And the other little bundt cake that I'm going to talk about is this strawberry shortcake, crunch cake, whatever it's called, from Wawa. I don't know what devil is in the bakery making this stuff. Why would you even just set us up like that? And you know, these things is flying off the shelf and y'all buying these things too like it's a pack of crack. Like, why y'all selling this pack of crack? Y'all really up in there going ham. Crazy. Crazy. But you know, I grabbed me one though. Okay? Just recently, you know, I grabbed me one. Okay? Sure did, because I said, I gotta see what they talking about. And that thing right there was scrumptious, delicious. Now, I ain't gonna sit up here and purchase no whole bunch, but it was scrumptious, delicious, though. So, go ahead, Wawa, with that thing. Okay, that little bundt cake was good, too. So, I don't know, y'all. I just can't deal. I need y'all to stop. But y'all need to run me the fade, though, because ain't nobody tell y'all to put nothing like that on the market right now. All scrumptious, delicious. Run me the feed anyway. Boop, boop. Right at the top. Right at the top. But y'all, I'm going to take a little pause for the call. I'll be back with some more little bullshit. Of course, you know, we got some stuff, little headliners and stuff like that. So, y'all just listen to a word from our sponsor, Nature's Treat. Make sure y'all check out the website. Use the Get Them Girl Crew code. You know what I'm saying? And get y'all some good little CBD little things and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Some good shit. But we'll be back, all right?
This episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat, LLC, a premium 100% natural and pesticide-free CBD company. Nature's Treat was founded by two young Black entrepreneurs, Ryan and Lance, who want to help soothe your soul and help manage the stressful rigors of daily life. If you are looking for lasting energy and concentration, a creativity boost, or looking to relax after a long day or workout, CBD and Nature's Treat can help with that. Check out naturestreatllc.com and use code GETEMCBD, that's GETTEMCBD, to receive 10% off Nature's Treat premium CBD flower and experience the wonders of CBD in your life.
Welcome back. What's up, y'all? It's the Get Them Girl Crew podcast. You're listening to the Business Joint. I'm solo dolo this week, but it's whatever though. Nah, just kidding. But yeah, if y'all just tuning in and y'all just listening, Operations Joint, Social Media Joint, they had to take a little breaky break from the break we just had. You know what I'm saying? Because they needed to get themselves together. And I told them, no problem. I hold it down. So, y'all with the Business Joint this week. So, show your girl some love, all right? But anyway, we just going to go ahead and jump back into these topics. Just into these little scenarios, these little headliners and shit. Stuff like that that's going on. Like that. Anywho. So, let me find out that y'all up here hating on Cardi. Cardi, Cardi B, as she is featured on this new song with Glorilla, Tomorrow 2. All right. So, Glorilla features Cardi on this new bop that she has, right? It's a continuation of her original song, Tomorrow, which I never heard of, right? So, of course, when I heard Tomorrow 2, so I'm like, all right, it's a 2, so it gotta be a 1, right? It gotta be an original. So, I listened to that, too. I'm like, okay, Glow. Glow got a little bop, bop. All right, Glow, okay. So, let me put her into the rotation. Okay, she had me around here, bank head bouncing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Make me feeling all, you know, getting back into my little groove and whatnot. So, Tomorrow 2 is definitely a bop. I'm bopping to it. She had us bopping to, you know, we twerking on them headlights. You know what I'm saying? That little summer bop. She had a little summer bop for us. You know, fuck nigga free. And we was bopping to that all summer, right? Because I'm still, you know, I'm still with it. Like, let's go, 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 go. Okay? And so now, this Tomorrow too, I'm definitely with it. Real simple lyrics. I'm not going to say, oh, they bodied it. Nah, but it's definitely a bop, though, for real. It really is. Y'all up here hating on Cardi. Y'all know, y'all, I guess y'all expected her to do so much, something different. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be with the, you know, you gotta blend with the artist that you with. You can't have somebody like, oh, shit, like, she done bodied her, she done bodied the damn song on the Jones track. And we already know how it is with Cardi. Some of her shit's like, oh, that was nasty. And you got some stuff like, all right, sis, I hear you. Talking that shit. Some stuff like, all right, Cardi, that wasn't it. But why y'all coming at that? Glow shit was just on the same level as hers. In true Cardi fashion, she definitely was getting them lines in there, though. You know what I'm saying? She was definitely getting them verses in there. And y'all heard what she was saying. Let me find out y'all up there sharing the shit all on y'all social media and stuff. After y'all was around here talking about her. Y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. But y'all let us know how y'all feel. How y'all feeling that Tomorrow too? Is it a bop or not? Cause I'ma give it a 3 G's or whatever the highest is, a 5 G's, whatever. I don't know which one it is, but whatever the Jones, whatever we figure it out, it is what it is. I'm gonna give it a 3 G's, 3 being the highest. You know what I'm saying? Cause I was definitely bopping to it. I've been bopping to it since Friday. Right, I haven't heard Lil Baby, the baby. Haven't heard the baby's new album, so I do want to tune into that. Haven't heard anything about it, haven't heard any good reviews, haven't heard any bad reviews about it, but I don't know. I'm gonna get my own little 2 cents into it. So anyway, so since I was just talking about Cardi, so y'all already know it's always some ish, right? Baby girl in the headlines, of course she is. She's been in the headlines for a couple of weeks now. Okay, so y'all know Cardi, you know, she was sentenced in a 2018 New York strip club brawl. You know, she pled guilty to 2 misdemeanors and she was only sentenced to 15 days of community service. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that she was able to get through that and do that. And, you know, I respect her a lot more because, you know, reading articles about that whole situation, and especially after she, you know, was sentenced and whatnot and reasons of why she pled guilty, you know, she's just like, you know, that's not who I am now. You know, then that was something different. Now, that's not who I am. So it's not a reflection of who I am, and it doesn't define me now. So I respect Miss Cardi B for that, because that's just what it is. So girl, you go ahead, do that 15 bid in community service. Okay, go ahead, pick up that trash, go ahead, you know, spend your couple of days somewhere, you know, doing your thing. It's easy. Light work. Okay, get that done. And also, because they always try and keep a sister down. I don't know what's going on with this Miss Tasha K. Why she just won't deal with her situation, give Cardi her money, and let it just be done and over with. Because I already know that $3.3 million that she owe. Whew. That's a lifetime. I don't know sis in her bank account, but, you know, I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So, if it said that Cardi, she moved, she wanted to go ahead and start moving in to garnish Tasha Cage's wages, her bank accounts, and stuff like that, so she could start collecting on that $3.3 mil that she owe her. But of course, now what we got going on, of course, we got Miss Tasha K asking the federal court to block Cardi B from being able to garnish her wages until her appeal is heard. So again, sis ain't getting her money. We sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. No, Tasha, pay Cardi her money. We need that money on time. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's been long enough. All right. Everything's been settled. Everything's been done. So guess what? Tasha, come up off that money. You stalling. Don't stall. I feel like you stalling, and it's going to give you enough time to go ahead and place some money somewhere else. Go ahead, put it in your mama name, your baby daddy name, something. You just trying to hide so you can still have some coins for yourself. But listen, if you're doing what you're doing, if you're a hustler, you'll be all right. Okay? And if you would have just been careful of what you were saying, you wouldn't be in this situation. But, you know, you got too many people around here that swear they know everything and don't know nothing at all. But who am I to say anything? I don't know. But Tasha, the courts need to tell you, nah, sis, pay up on that money. We ain't waiting for no appeal. What are you appealing? Judgment has already been done. It's already been a stamp. Signed, sealed, delivered. Pay up that 3.3, please. And thank you. It's just crazy. It cracked me up. People always trying to stall when they owe you something. You, regardless if you giving them something and or if they took something that was yours, and then when you come to get it back, they feel as though they can't give it. They feel as though you got to wait. Nah, bro. Nah, sis. That's mine. You owe me. What's the problem? Why we got to be around here and pussyfooting around? Why we got to be tiptoeing around for us to go ahead and get this stuff done? See, I don't know. But I do know this. The courts need not to fool with Tasha. Okay? Forget that appeal. You can appeal whatever you want to. But it ain't happening. Right? Ain't happening at all. So, I don't know. What y'all think? Y'all think Tasha should be able to put a halt to Miss Cardi B being able to get garnished them wages or what? I say no. But that's just me. Anywho. What else is in this news? So, I know y'all done heard about this Blueface and Krishan Rock situation. It's like as the world turns, right? As the story goes on, it's always something with these two. You know, I've been wanting to talk about them for a long time. So I'm going to really wait to like dig deep, really. Because I want to talk, you know, just have a little conversation with my Johns. Just about that whole situation anyway. So it's a shame that, you know, we are in this place. We are in this place where we feel as though certain things are okay. And when it clearly isn't. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, in the recent news of Blueface and Krishan Rock, Blueface punches Krishan Rock's father, knocks him out, Knocks him out cold, child. He gets knocked, put someone in his back pockets, child. But after he got punched. Now, I looked at the video. I don't know. The video that I seen, you could tell it was something going on. It didn't look like he hit him, but it could have just been the angle. And of course, it just was just a whole bunch of extra stuff anyway. And y'all outside, look like y'all outside of a hotel. Come on, y'all. We got to do better. Y'all always outside of some establishment. This is why they be looking at us crazy now. We already know it's a whole bunch of just toxic-ish going on. It's a bunch of toxic energy. Like, I don't even know who, what, where, when, and why. Now, I had many questions all the time. And of course, none of them will be answered. But I have many questions. Like, you know, I know Krishan didn't really rock with her pops like that. You know what I'm saying? Just with, you know, different things that she's talked about in interviews about how abusive her father was to her mother. And just the different shit that she's seen. And I believe that is a reflection of her now, right? Because she is in this toxic-ass relationship, and she's staying in this toxic-ass relationship when her feelings is hurt, and, you know, she's just so mentally beat up with it. She just, you know, the physical and the emotional side of everything just kind of takes over how she's feeling mentally. She looks broken. Just with certain situations with Blue that she has encountered, and she's dealing with, you know, on a consistent basis. It seems like, regardless of the fact that he's there for her, because of course that's what these mother suckers do, right? But you have these certain characteristics that, of course, you do this. You know that you have this joint right here, and you know that you can get XYZ from her, and you know you can get XYZ from the next joint. You know you can get XYZ from your baby mom. That whole baby mom situation is crazy, y'all. Like, it's crazy. I don't even know what to say. And I wish your baby girl would just fall out of love with the... She just needs to fall out of love with what she thinks is love. What she thinks... What she needs to fall out of love with that potential. Because it's not right. It's toxic, and it's not a good look at all. It's just not a good look. I mean, shit, her tooth got knocked out because she was in, you know, she was doing the whole little, I don't know what it was going to be called, but the I Love Blue face when she was in the house with all the other Johns. Like, that shit happened then. So, damn, you tooth got knocked the fuck out for this because of the, behind this dude. And now here we go. It ain't been nothing but a whole bunch of turmoil and a whole bunch of BS, right? So, but yeah, like, with that whole situation, what then happened? What stirred up this whole situation to where, why do we have to get here? You feel what I'm saying? And I mean, as a father, I can only imagine. I'm going to speak from a mother's standpoint, right? Regardless of any kind of situation going on in my relationship with my child, you're still that mother. And as a mother, you never want to see your child hurt or in a certain kind of situation either, being taken advantage of. So, you know, I'm sure I would be bucking too. I'd be knuck if you buck too as well. So I don't know. I wonder if that was a whole thing with her dad being in a situation, or what kind of alleged argument took place before then. I don't know. But for Blue to go ahead and just knock him out, it ain't necessary, bruh. It ain't, like, it ain't necessary. This young queen needs to, you know, she needs to build her village. Regardless who's going to be in there, she needs to build that village. So people that still have a relationship with her father, and now that they see that, you know, just say like her siblings, whichever ones of her siblings are rocking with their dad, they now see that she is rocking with Blue and is okay with it. So that's going to create something totally different. some more toxic ish. We gotta get away from this for real. So I don't know, Blue. Just keep your hands to yourself. You got a problem putting your hands on people. I need to read more up on Blueface. Blueface was never anybody on my radar. Bust Down, Tatiana, that was about it. Other than that, it was nothing else from Blueface. Careless. I mean, I don't know, little young fella. He's awkward, little young fella, but, you know, whatever. And I guess it's just because he got a third leg, I guess. I don't know. But between all these young, I'm not even going to say between these young ladies. I'm going to say between his children's mother and Krishan Rock, like, what is it? Because obviously, you know what I'm saying? Women, we got to do better. We got to do better. These two queens are sitting here, quote unquote, in love. And he just doing whatever he got to do. Passing off everything to everybody. Clearly, he's not protecting himself with his kid's mother. Obviously. And we already know he ain't doing that shit with Rock. And who knows who else? Just all these videos that have surfaced between the two, it's just a mess. But I can dig more into that. They've gotten too much of my time right now because I can just go on and on and on. And I just see it and it's just toxic and I don't like it. I just don't like seeing it, y'all. Not at all. So what y'all think about that? What y'all think about Blueface punching her pops and knocking them out? Y'all let me know how y'all feel about it. And while we talking about some stuff, y'all know when it's new, the new headlines, like real recent new. Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, y'all know his ass been suspended, right? After they done learned that he had an intimate relationship with a female staffer, he know that's against policy. I don't even know why he even did it. So I can't wait to see how much more this story unfolds and what goes on with this story. I'm sure so much to be said about this. And just kind of the little bit, you know, that I've heard thus far, you know, of course they say it was consensual, but then it also states that this female staffer stated that, you know, there was some unwanted, some unwanted comments that came from him that were towards her. And if that's what really like threw red flags up to the whole Boston Celtics staff. I don't know, sis. Let's not try to do that. Is it because your husband, you know, caught whiff of it? Is it because your husband was there? Is that why it was unwanted comments? Mm-mm. When he was saying that shit all in your face before, you ain't have no problem with it. Yo, I don't even know. I have no idea. And, you know, it also states that she took care of travel arrangements for the head coach, the coaching staff, and Mr. Unduka's fiance, Miss Nia Long, the beautiful Nia Long. Okay, so she also made sure that she had travel arrangements for the away games and things of that sort. I know with this comes a lot of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I feel a certain way about it, and then I don't. So, he and Nia Long they've been engaged for a while. Longer than most would say, quote unquote, it's acceptable, right? But we already know that Nia Long, she has stated previously before that she's not really a fan of marriage, so I guess this kind of works for them. And honestly, for somebody that says something like this, what is your real, what's your communication with your partner? Is it things that you allow, things that you don't allow? I mean, because you had what, 10 years of being a fiance? 10 years, you trying to tell me that there hasn't been one time that has even made your eyebrow raise? I'm sure. Even though you guys share a child, all that kind of good stuff, you can't tell me that now is not a time that your eyebrow has not been raised. Like, this is the first time. Absolutely not. That intimate relationship with that female staffer has been going on. And if it has been her, it's been another female staffer. It's been going on. Just because he can. And it has been. And it happens. It happens. So, if we're not, I know we're, you know, as a society, we're so hooked up on this. Oh, we got to be, oh, a monogamous relationship. It's supposed to be man and woman. No cheating. Da 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 da. Yeah, but who's to say that their monogamous, quote unquote, relationship didn't come with some underlying, you know, perks or some things that were not included, hence why they're not married now. I don't think she's going to leave him, especially after this time. I don't feel as though Nia Long is going to, you know, leave him or anything like that, especially after she just moved to Boston. She just moved to Boston, right? And then here we go with this whole saga going on. Now I gotta really look at you in your face every fucking day because you done got suspended for this whole season. Yeah. But he good though. He good. He been making money. He gonna continue, you know, he got that paper right there. So money's not an issue. But like I said, I don't think she's gonna leave him. I think right now things are just put on ice. Her feelings might be hurt. Because yet now it's in the headlines. And so now people are like, oh, you're so bad. You cheated on Nia Long. Which, yeah, as we see, Nia Long, she's a baddie. I love me a Nia Long. I love her. Especially like, you know, I love her as Nina. Oh, my God. And Love Jones. Y'all know that's one of my favorite movies. But anyway, I'm not even going to get started. But yes, she is a beautiful queen. A beautiful brown queen too, and just what we see on the screen, right? There's always things that we don't see as the whole, right? We don't see the whole spectrum. We don't see how she is at home. We don't see how they communicate. We don't see any of that. We don't. We have no idea what they have agreed upon in their relationship. So yes, some can say he's a butthole for cheating. Okay. Who's to say that it was okay? Who's to say that it wasn't okay? It might have been okay. She might have said just don't let no hit no headlines. And now here we go. We got to respect them. We got to respect their privacy. But we already know. We trying to see what the deal is. Because I got to see what this female staffer say. Because, you know, y'all be real crafty in y'all ways. But you just as guilty as he is. Because you got a husband at home. And I'm sure your husband thought that you was his one and only. And here you go sliding down somebody else's pole. Swapping spit with somebody else. I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. Now, of course, we're going to pull that victim card, but hopefully it doesn't go too far than that. And what's up with her? She lose her job? I wonder. Are we gonna suspend her too as well? Or fire her? I don't know. We gotta see. So that's just more to the story. We just gotta sit back, relax, and see what is what and how things are gonna go. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Things seem a little fishy to me. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. So, this whole August Alsina and Tory Lanez alleged altercation. So that has been put all over social media, right? So August Alsina, he posts up this picture of like busted mouth and his lip busted and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Him looking all crazy and saying like, you know, he was in an altercation with Tory Lanez, you know, he got jumped, blah, 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 by Tory Lanez and his security. So it's like, yo, what the F? Like, August Alsina, Tory Lanez, what's the problem? And Tory, are you really out here being a bully? Are you out here bullying people? Do you have a complex? Is something going on? Did somebody not tell you that they love you? Dude, I just don't know. It seems like you're just trying to stay relevant because maybe your music isn't. I don't know. But you do have a few bops. But I don't know if that's what it is or not. I have no idea. I try to dig more into this whole, like, this alleged altercation, excuse me, between the two. But I haven't really been able to find no real, like, hard evidence. Everything has kind of been surfaced. Like, he said, she said, you see a video, but you don't see anything. You see just Tory laughing with his security guards, supposed to be after the whole thing happened. Then it was another video that came out to show that, oh, it was a problem because August Alsina didn't say anything to Tory when he said something, you know, when he basically, I guess, greeted him in some kind of matter. I guess he felt some type of way. So I guess he felt as though, let me be the big bad wolf and go after this man and beat him the fuck up. Like, come on. It's August Alsina. Like, I don't want nobody but you kissing on my tattoos. Like, and Mr. Tory Lanez, Mr. Drip, Drip, Drip. Like, I don't know. Y'all need to stop. Y'all might be able to make some music together. Like, y'all tripping. Or y'all both just trying to stay relevant. Like, Lord knows, I used to love me some August Alsina. Like, I used to. I still do like him. His music is seesawly right now. But I never was really a Tory Lanez fan. So, right now, he just looks like a bully to me. We, you know, August was trying to stay relevant with that whole Jada Pinkett stuff. Jada, you know, had that going on, and that still ain't let up yet because people still using that pun. You feel what I'm saying? People still clowning that whole situation. And now Tory, you know, he was in the headlines too as well with Meg. That whole Meg situation, that whole case. Now here we go again. Tory, pick on somebody your own size, my guy. That's what you need to do. I'm about sick of you. You're doing too much, my guy. You're doing entirely too much. You gotta stop. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. Y'all, if y'all find out something else, please let your Jones know what's going on. Because I'm just trying to figure it out. Because what then happened? Like, what then happened? Now, you know, we just got all this stuff. Just it just keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. And things that keep coming out, like the baby talking about he smashed Meg. And this fool put in these lyrics, right? He put on a situation in lyrics. Like, come on, my guy. Damn. You ain't supposed to do that. That's cold, ain't it? You ain't supposed to. You ain't supposed to sniff and tell. What's wrong with you? You lost cool points for that. With your little self, too. You going through something, too, as well. You need to get it together. That's why I don't think I listen to your album. Because you tripping. You just trying to stir the pot. You need to relax and leave it alone. I don't know. Y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. Yo, I don't know. I can't. it's another situation that I did want to bring up. I'm gonna just graze the top of it because I want to talk it over with my Jones. But this whole Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish skit, this whole thing. Yeah, I watched it and I was like, yeah, nah, this is wrong. This is uncomfortably, like, I was very uncomfortable. I was like, yo, I didn't dump on that. Like, did they have to have a little boy in his underwear like that? And where was the little boy? See, and this, you know, I start asking questions. So, whose child is this? Right? Who's the guardian over this child? Because we didn't just walk on the street and just pick this child up off the street, right? We didn't just kidnap this kid and start doing this, right? So who is this child's mother, father, guardian, right? Why did you say that this was okay? Because if my child is going to be involved in something, I need to know X, Y, Z. So you're going to tell me that my son is going to be in his underwear in this whole skit? No. I'm not okay with that. Can he have some shorts on? Can he have pajamas on? No? Okay. I know a lot of people are out there like, yo, Tiffany really wasn't in it. Da 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 da. More airy. We already know Ari Spears. He gets crazy with some of his skits. You know, some of his stuff is a little spicy. So, you know, we try to get to figuring it out. But I felt as though they both are equally responsible for this whole situation, right? And everyone else too on set or whatever it was, anyone else around involved in this, everyone is equally responsible for this, and the parent guardian too as well of this child, because I just don't feel as though you said okay, and you can't tell me that you sat there and just let this happen. You know, after that, not even after the first take, it wouldn't even been no full first take, because guess what? I would have picked my child up and I would have left. There's no way in the world that y'all would have been able to get off on that. And Tiffany, you were okay with it, even though you had little pieces where you kind of like jumped in and out, but you were still part of the skit. You seen the final reveal, right? And to say that that's okay. No, y'all ain't releasing this ish with me up in it now. Y'all gotta get rid of this. I don't know, y'all. What y'all think? Oh, it's been a few weeks ago. But it's still relevant. You know what I mean? Because the case is still there. Tiffany Haddish has lost a majority, if not all, her sources of income right now, with, you know, her being on, you know, hosting and things of that sort right now. She has lost those gigs behind this. You know, she had a little more than Aries, you know, going on for her right now. And Aries, he's a, you know, comedian. So, but there wasn't anything big that he was doing or working on that we knew of. But of course, this is just a relevancy thing, right? I feel like he had to stay relevant. He had to stay in the headlines. So that's one of those like good negative things, right? And, you know, to put it on his website like that, I was just taken by it. And that whole video I did, and I watched it because me and my crazy mind and how I think about things, for me, I have to watch certain things, regardless if it messes me up, regardless if I sit here and be just like, yo, what the F did I watch? I have to give my honest opinion on certain things. If I can't watch it all entirely, I will skip through, depending on how graphic certain things are. But I will see, just so I can be in it. Because I feel like, you know, with certain videos, you know, videos are so, they're a dime a dozen now. You know what I'm saying? They come so easily. Everybody's recording everything, you know, and for you to take it and look at these situations, like, I feel like once I'm looking at it, I'm there, and I'm like, I'm not the person recording, but I'm there. And it's just like, you know, one of those out-of-body experiences that takes me there. And it's like, damn, like if I was in that situation, damn, if I was sitting there on that street looking at this, or damn, if I was sitting here on this set looking at this being recorded, damn, if I was sitting somewhere and this was happening, like, you know, I put myself in that place. And that whole skit, it was not okay. It was not okay. And I definitely didn't like the way I didn't like the way Aries was you know, he was kind of imitating Bill Cosby in certain parts of the skit, with just the way like his head movements and the way that he was sounding. It was just not okay. It wasn't okay. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how many of y'all, like, why didn't anybody say, like, yo, this is not okay. This is too much. Nah, you need to stop. Why you jump your big ass, your grown big ass, into this tub with this boy? You know what I'm saying? Now, see, I even thought about it, like, yo, maybe that's his grandchild. You know, maybe this, maybe that, maybe that's his child. But even still, it was uncomfortable. The skit wasn't funny. It was uncomfortable. And I don't even know if I would show that to my child or any other adolescent to show them, like, listen, this is not okay. I don't know if I would show that to them. I don't know. What would y'all do? I don't think I'm doing it. But what would y'all do? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to run through these couple of things real quick before I end this good old episode. So, y'all know, this 2023, we finna be popping. We finna be popping, y'all. Y'all just don't get it. Y'all don't understand. It's summertime gonna be popping, cause y'all know it was said that Beyonce is set to do a world tour, all right, for the next summer coming up in 2023. She's doing her album Renaissance, the world tour. Y'all know that's going to be fire. And it's a world tour, so you know she about to tear that thing up. Corona who? Monkeypox what? Polio what? Who, what, where, when, and why? Not stopping. Not Miss Beyonce. Okay? I don't think so. Okay? And then we also have Rihanna. Rihanna is set to headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. Lil Mama better come and get it. After that maternity leave, she better come get this money. Okay? And she better be there all in her thick glory too, okay? Because I'm feeling this little thick little Rihanna too. She got that little Mamiana weight on her. I'm sure she going to drop some or whatever, you know, but she keeps some of them thick thighs. Yeah, keep some of that little Mamiana weight on you, girl. Just tone that thing up, okay? Don't get all crazy. You know, you were still a bad Riri, okay, before the baby. You definitely were a bad Riri. And you're still a bad Riri, okay? You just Mamiana now, and you're still fly as hell. So, I can't wait to see that, if that is what's set in stone, if that's definitely what's going on. Rihanna, I can't wait to see this Super Bowl halftime show. I know it's going to be fire. Some shit is going to go on and be down, okay? Because y'all already know, my Uncle Jay-Z, know you're going to make some things happen. Know it's going to be official dishal, okay? Can't wait to see who is going to be on this halftime show. Cannot wait. And I'm actually, like, I'm not, like, excited and hyped for the world tour if Beyonce does set this up for, you know, the coming summer. But I know it's going to be a bomb-ass. I know it's going to be a bomb-ass show. I know it is. The tour is going to be bomb. It's like Coachella. It's going to be bomb. It's going to be something we're going to talk about. Everybody's going to be trying to, you know, mimic the outfits and do all this other kind of stuff. And we're going to have a bunch of TikToks and a bunch of dancers redoing the dance. And it's going to be out there. Because why? It's B. B does her thing. And she always headlining. Okay? Always headlining. So, hopefully, those two good things do happen. And they are set in stone. We know it's a lot of work behind it. But, be excited to see. know what I'm saying? Be excited to see how they come through for all that. And, you know, before we end this, because I kind of was going back and forth about this whole situation. And I read about this situation, about a couple of days ago, sometime this week, right? And I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? So here we go with these negligent ass police officers, right? It's like every day, B. We got these negligent ass police officers that we are still making relevant, right? Putting another person's life in fucking danger. Thank God that this young lady did not die, but she is severely injured. I would be too, okay? So, this Colorado officer, I don't have his name, so I can't disclose his name or who officer he is, but he's a Colorado officer. He was placed on leave after, y'all listen to this, after this 20-year-old woman was hit by a train while handcuffed in his patrol car that was parked on the train tracks. Nigga, why, how, sway, what the fuck? For real? Police officer, officer police, policeman, officer police. You really parked your patrol car on the tracks? Now I get it that, you know, they were after this young lady because, you know, of some alleged things, and it was said that she, you know, had road rage and was suspected to have a gun and some other kind of shit that was going on, right? That was behind this young lady. So I get it. I get it. But once we place this young lady, and you know, so before that, so you stop her, you get her all in handcuffs, right? You're walking her to the vehicle. You see, you're reading her rights, whatever you're doing, right? You're walking her to the vehicle. You got your other little squatties there with you. You see, oh, shit, my car. It's on the damn tracks. Let me back this bitch up a little bit. You secure her in the back. You go ahead and pop that thing in reverse. I know we're not thinking that a train is going to come, but you got your squatties there with you. You got your rollies. Your rollies pulled up too. So you had that time to do that. You was negligent to do that. But okay. So now it takes 80 officers. I'm exaggerating, guys. But it takes 80 officers to go search this young lady's vehicle to see if she has a gun and all that, you know, sort. Now here, what do we hear? Mr. Choo Choo Train coming down the tracks. Oh no, lo and behold, we think we can get to the patrol car that was just a short distance away from her vehicle. We feel as though we can get to the patrol car to back it off the tracks now. But guess what? Too late. Train hits the vehicle, young lady still in the vehicle, she was severely injured. Now here we go. She got an attorney now. What is it set to be done? Who was negligent? Whose fault was it? I don't know. Y'all supposed to protect and serve, not kill, put us in harm's way, be negligent, mishandle us. Come on. I know we're humans, things happen. I get it. I can only imagine in that space, right? I could only imagine. But damn, dog, you was right there on the damn train tracks, dog. Like, what the fuck? I don't know, y'all. I just can't get it. I'm trying to figure out, like, what it was. Yeah, in my mind, yes, because my adrenaline isn't going, and you know, I don't have all these different aspects of the element, right, going on. But damn, for damn sure, I'm gonna think the fact we gotta be easy. I don't know. There's too many officer stories on a day-to-day basis that we have to come across, or that I come across reading about, and this, that, and the third. I don't know. Y'all, we just gotta do better. The officers of the law of the officers. y'all supposed to protect and serve. Y'all definitely serving, but y'all ain't protecting at all. So, hopefully, this young lady, I'm going to just call her Miss Gonzalez, okay? Hopefully, Miss Gonzalez, she gets well. You know, hopefully, she heals up very well from the injuries that she sustained from this negligent-ass police officer. And it was unsure to even say that if he was placed on a paid leave or unpaid leave. Of course, we know he's probably still being paid. But hopefully not. But I don't know. Hopefully we get justice. Hopefully Miss Gonzalez gets justice behind the negligence of this officer. Somebody has to answer back at this. Yeah, she might have been doing wrong. But damn, she ain't need to get hurt in the process, almost damn near losing her life. And y'all wonder why people scared. Y'all wonder why people don't trust. Here we go. Another one for the books, y'all. Another one for the books. But yeah, so your favorite John, the business John, she going step up out of here. All right? I'm going to step out of here and I'm going to close out this episode. It was good here being with y'all. Y'all make sure y'all come back next week. Hopefully it'll be all three of us. If not, it'll be just me again. I don't know. Whatever it is, it'll be what it is. We're going to hold it down and make sure it's good. All right? And new episode every Sunday, 6 p.m. It drops. All right? Make sure you tell a friend of a friend and a friend of a that friend and a brother, sister, uncle, cousin. So make sure y'all listen to the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. Now, if y'all want to tell us the story, y'all need some advice, y'all want to just go through some things, please hit us up. Y'all can DM us. Our social media is at GEG Crew. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We don't be on Snap like that, but we got a Snap. So y'all can hit us up in the DM on those. If you don't want to do that, you want to do a little formal way, you can definitely email us at getemgirlcrew@gmail.com. That's getemgurlcrew@gmail.com. Hit us up, you know, let us know that you got a question, you need some advice, you got a statement, whatever the case is. Make sure you just holler at us. And be sure y'all check out our sponsor for this episode, Nature's Treat. The link is going to be in the bio. Y'all better run. Y'all better run and click on that link. All right? Make sure y'all share it too. Share, y'all rate, y'all review. All right? Because we still here. We still relevant, right? Love is love, y'all. Business John. The Get 'Em Girl Crew, we out. Check y'all out next week with another hot episode. Peace out.